بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We commenced our discussion with a verse from Surah Al Imran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned certain characteristics and qualities of the muttaqeen. Last night, however, we spoke of the ayah that introduces us to their characteristics and introduces us to the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of two incentives why you should become amongst the muttaqeen. What are the incentives? The first, rush, run and hurry to the maghfirah from your Rabb. And number two, rush, run and hurry to Jannah, paradise. And Allah says this paradise has been prepared for the muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some of the attributes. And subhanallah, again, the third time Allah speaking of the muttaqeen, and the third time Allah speaks of their spending. Whenever Allah speaks of the muttaqeen, a salient quality and characteristic in the muttaqeen is their generosity, their willingness to spend. And again, not only wealth, not only money. Every time we hear the word spend, but if you study the word that Allah uses in the Quran, anfaqa yunfiq, we translate it as spend, but it actually means to give up something. So it's giving up your time for Allah, giving up some of your health for Allah, some of that skill that Allah has blessed you with, some of that knowledge, whatever it is, to give up something for Allah. That is a salient quality within the muttaqeen. When we first spoke of it in Surah Baqarah, Allah said, their attribute number three, Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يَنْفِقُونَ. Then when we spoke of it further on in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those who spend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed the categories. Over here, what does Allah say about their spending? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. The first quality and characteristic Allah mentions here of the muttaqeen, again, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. يُنْفِقُونَ. Voluntarily spend. فِي السَّرَّاءِ. فِي السَّرَّاءِ, when it's easy to spend. وَالضَّرَّى, and when it's difficult to spend. They don't only spend when they have the ability to spend, or when it is easy to spend, but in prosperity, they spend. And in adversity, when the situation is difficult, circumstances are difficult, circumstances are unfavorable, they still spend. They don't stop spending. In difficulty and in ease, in illness and in health. Once, if I'm not mistaken, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was seen giving one onion in sadaqah. An onion, baslatun. And somebody asked her, why are you giving an onion? She said, that's all I can give. That's what I can give. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that give, especially to your neighbor, even if it is the trotters of an animal. Don't ever, la tahqiranna min al ma'rufi shay'a. Don't consider any act of kindness as insignificant. Don't ever do that. It's the intention that adds value to the act, not the act itself. Remember that. The sincerity, the compassion, the mercy, the niyyah and the intention is what adds value to that deed and to that act. So it might seem insignificant, it might seem small. But if the niyyah was genuine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He multiplies it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it huge for you in the akhirah. It could be a source of your entry into Jannah. Moving on to a next attribute of theirs, which was not previously mentioned. Allah says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. Another attribute of the muttaqeen. Kaazimeen, they swallow. I'm giving you the literal translation. Normally we translate kaazimeen as to suppress. They suppress al-ghayb, al-ghayb, their anger. Now let us study this expression Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses over here. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kadhama kadhimin. The root letters are kaf, va, and mim. Kadhama means to swallow something. So Allah says they swallow the anger. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this expression? See, if I chew, if I am chewing the food, the movement of my mouth is visible. You can see it. But when I swallow, you don't see the swallowing. So The muttaqin, they have developed such control over that anger that when they become angry, you do not even realize and see the signs of anger, and you don't even see an expression of anger on their faces. That is kawmin. They swallow the anger, and this comes with training. A person trains and trains. Eventually, he reaches the stage. It's not a quality. It's not an attribute and a characteristic that can be developed overnight. It takes practice, but the important thing, a person must be conscious about it, not allowing himself to become angry at every little and small thing. كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ. That's the first aspect. The second aspect, with regards to this expression that Allah uses كَاظِمِينَ. كَاظِمِينَ is what we call اسم الفاعل, or the active participle. When do we use this? To show that they do it all the time. Allah did not use the verb. Allah did not say yakzimun, yakzimun al-ghayb. Allah says kaazimin, kaazimin al-ghayb means they do it all the time. Not only when they're forced to do it, but they do it all the time. They keep on swallowing their anger and suppressing that anger. This is one of the qualities of the muttaqeen. I end with a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَمَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْظَهُ وَلَوْ شَاءَ أَيُّمْضِيَهُ أَمْضَاهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there's a person who swallows his anger and he has the right to express it. Sometimes you become angry, but you become angry at somebody towards whom you cannot express the anger. So the student becomes angry at the teacher. So there he's forced to swallow the anger. And he's forced to suppress the anger. Sometimes a child becomes angry at the parent. But sometimes it's the other way around, where the boss becomes angry at one of his staff members. Or the employer becomes angry at the employee. The teacher becomes upset at the student. The parent becomes upset at the child. There you have nothing holding you back from exercising and expressing the anger. Despite that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the person has the ability and he has the authority and he has the right and he enjoys the position to express and vent the anger. Despite that, he swallows it and he suppresses the anger. How will Allah reward him? Allah mala Allahu qalbahu yawm al-qiyamati ridan. Allah will fill his heart with happiness on the day of Qiyamah. Because he chose to fill himself with the bitterness of suppressing the anger and swallowing the anger in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will convert that suppression of bitterness of anger. Allah will convert that into happiness that will be filled and placed into his heart. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.